Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father, Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Proverbs 3, 11, and 12.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verses are Proverbs 3, 11, and 12. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you, for the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. You're grounded from going anywhere with your best friend for 3 months, were the words that proceeded out of my mom's mouth after I had gone to see an R-rated movie that I knew I wasn't supposed to see as a 13-year-old. You see, my mom had a rule. I knew what it was, and I broke it. Her objection to the movie was that the content wasn't age appropriate, and it was too early for my young mind to be exposed to some of the concepts. At the time, I thought my mom was being ridiculous, not realizing that she was only trying to protect me out of her love for me. Sometimes we can feel the same way about our Heavenly Father, right? When he instructs us to forgive, but we want to hold on to bitterness, when he actually gives this instruction for our own freedom, or when God says to get out of that relationship because he or she isn't a believer, making us unequally yoked, but we fear no one better will come along, we sometimes forget that God's correction and instructions are for our benefit. Today's verses are written by Solomon and found in the book of Proverbs that is known to be the book of wisdom. Solomon's fatherly advice is part of the first few chapters of Proverbs, chapters 1-9, and our verses come from chapter 3. Verse 11 of chapter 3 says, "My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you." So this means don't despise God's discipline. Don't be upset when he corrects you. The NIV says, "Don't resent his rebuke." This means don't loathe, dread, abhor, or despise, or even dislike when God disciplines us. It's easy for us to be resentful when we're corrected, when we don't recognize that the one correcting us is doing it for our good and out of a place of love. Because sometimes we do experience correction from people that aren't doing it from a place of love. But just as parents ground us or take things away out of love for us, God is the same way. And he is allowing us to receive this discipline because he is showing his love for us. Further proof of this is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. It says, "For the Lord disciplines those he loves and punishes each one he accepts as his child." Deuteronomy 8, 5 says, "Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good." So let's talk a little bit more about this word discipline, which is also synonymous with the word correction in our passage today. It means to teach, train, reprove, convict, instruct, or chastise. It also means to cause to learn, educate, warn, restrain, or refutation, meaning calling us out when we're wrong. Or instead of that amen moment where we're in agreement, that ouch moment of, ooh, I know that I was wrong. I feel that conviction, right? That is what discipline is. And that's the purpose that it serves, to change us so that we can be all that God has called us to be. We can think about discipline not as punishment, but rather correction. These passages also remind us of our relationship with God as Father. He is our Heavenly Father and we are His children. God disciplines us to help us learn good from evil, right from wrong, just as parents do for their children. God doesn't take pleasure in inflicting pain on us, nor is He excitedly waiting for us to mess up so that He can rain down consequences. But rather, He disciplines us out of a place of love so that we can be all He created us to be and ultimately reflect His glorious image. So note that hardships don't always equal God's correction or discipline, because we know in life we will have troubles and trials. But when we're rebellious or disobedient, God may use negative experiences to draw us back to Him. So in those instances where we may feel like we're hitting rock bottom, or we may lose things or become sick, God may be using these things to draw us closer to Him. So while this may sound strange or contrary to the norm, we should be drawn to God's correction, because we can be confident it is out of His love for us and for our ultimate good. When you hear the word correction or discipline, what comes to mind? Do these words make you want to cringe a little bit? I know they have for me in the past, but guess what? Let us rest confidently knowing that when the correction or discipline is coming from God, it's coming from our loving Heavenly Father who wants what's best for us. Just as I shared at the beginning that my mom was trying to do this for me by not letting me watch certain things at such a young age. Wisdom says we should be teachable and love correction, especially when we know that it is coming from a place of love and as a means to make us better. Correction and discipline help us grow, change, and evolve. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Or some versions say fools despise discipline. Proverbs 12:11 says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who have been trained in this way." And so we can see that discipline, correction, it helps us become all that God created us to be and walk in His ways. And so let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your loving discipline. Although sometimes it feels painful, help us to remember that You correct and instruct us for our good and for Your glory. Help us in the areas where we struggle to receive Your discipline and correction, and help us joyfully embrace the wisdom that You are trying to impart in our lives, God. We love You. We praise You. We thank You for being our Heavenly Father and reminding us that we are Your beloved children. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.